Our successes this year, as with every other year, are not ours alone. Let me highlight the efforts of the City of Roanoke, the City of Salem, Botetourt County, Virginia Tech, and Carilion to share our expand our shared economic horizon. The Deschutes announcement puts Roanoke City and the region in the national spotlight and says, look at us. There's something exciting happening here. Come be a part of it. We all got a little more cool when Deschutes decided to settle here. The Eldor announcement, like Deschutes, has greater importance than just new local jobs and investment. International companies like Eldor strengthen our reputation as a competitive location for large business and industry. And you cannot overstate the significance of the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute's recent announcement to expand its campus. It will bring researchers and hundreds of new students to our doorstep. In the words of our city, Roanoke City Manager Chris Morrill, we are truly making the turn from train city to brain city. Of course, we've always known that our community is an exceptional place to live and work. Now others know as well. Last year at the State of the County Address, I told you about a strategic planning process that would provide a blueprint for the county's direction for years to come. This past spring, our community came together to develop the county's first ever strategic plan. Some 900 people attended meetings, they took surveys, and they shared their best ideas with us. I, along with my colleagues on the board, spent many hours discussing the county's future with our citizens, and we heard what they believe success might look like. We heard concerns about transportation and the need to be connected as a community through better roads, pedestrian and bicycle-friendly streets, sidewalks, and greenways. We heard the desires of economic growth, better jobs, technology jobs, and how we need to prepare a workforce to meet the demands of tomorrow. We heard about education and how everything we do must be built on the foundation of public school excellence. We heard about the quality of life and how important it is to appreciate the beautiful amenities around us. We heard the importance of connecting every struggling child and family to the resources they need for success. We heard about public safety and how community partnerships can better protect everyone's right to a peaceful life. Our citizens have told us what their vision of success for Roanoke County looks like. We are working now to make that vision a reality. Last year, I promised we would take a focused look at our economic development by concentrating on projects that trigger new investment and become catalysts for growth. Our priorities have been clear. First, to implement broadband in the county. Secondly, to move Explore Park from a concept to reality. Third, to redevelop the Tanglewood Mall area. And fourth, to work with our partners to do what we can to improve the Roanoke-Blacksburg Regional Airport and other transportation options both into and within our valley. Because of the board's investment in the Broadband Authority, Roanoke County will soon see 25 miles of communication fiber along its major transportation corridors. When complete, our region will host 75 miles of high-speed data infrastructure for business, government, and education. Soon our community will be positioned to offer new business and entrepreneurs reliable, redundant, and cost-effective communications. It is undeniable that the demand for data services will grow exponentially in the coming years. It is also clear that data infrastructure is no less important to tomorrow's economy as transportation is to today's economy. With this investment, our county and our region stakes its claim in the marketplace of tomorrow. This past year, we also saw the development of Explore Park's master plan. The plan is the most thoughtful and achievable proposal that we've seen for this property to date. In short, the Explore Park master plan has something for everyone: runners and hikers, mountain bike enthusiasts, disc golf players, horseback riders, backwood campers. They'll all find their place at Explore Park. The plan envisions some $60 million of private sector investment from outdoor adventure companies, concession providers, and event organizers. At completion, the park is conservatively expected to generate in excess of $240 million annually for our region in meals, lodging, and tourism-related revenue. Explore Park will be the capstone for recreational tourism that brings both distinction and economic growth to our region. With foresight and strategic local investment, Explore Park will finally be what so many have envisioned and worked for: a place that blends the financial benefits of tourism with the region's focus on outdoor recreation. In this past year, Roanoke County and my friends over at the town of Vinton have worked to redevelop former public facilities into commercial ventures desired by the community. The former Roland E. Cook School, the former Williamsburg High School, and the old Vinton Library demonstrate the importance of redevelopment in our economic progress. And I'm sure and I hope that all of you know by now, Tanglewood Mall has been sold. The board endorsed an idea to reimagine the Tanglewood Mall area this past January. The 419 Town Center plan envisions a mix of retail and living space to re-energize our greatest commercial corridor. As the plan came together, something interesting happened. We started receiving phone calls from companies experienced in mall development and redevelopment. They asked us about Tanglewood Mall, but then they also started asking us about our market. Shortly after that, it was announced that Tanglewood Mall was up for sale. The announcement of the sale in September was long anticipated, and we are absolutely thrilled that our new owners at Blackwater Resources share our belief that redeveloping this property can spark new investment in the county. The addition of the redeveloped Tanglewood Mall to anchor the 419 Town Center brings the possibilities of a walkable, connected style of living not available anywhere else in our county. It will also give a new model for future planning for our community, a model that brings commercial and residential development together, supported by modern transportation and communication infrastructure. In September, we held our kickoff event for the 419 Town Center plan, and I listened to nearly 150 people describe the kind of place that they want to live and to visit. We heard that many of our citizens are attracted to places that allow them to easily access shopping, restaurants, entertainment, and recreation. We heard about a connected lifestyle where we can move about safely on foot, in cars, in buses, and also on bikes. How we can improve air service in Roanoke. I also know they're meeting with local businesses to see how we can tip the economic scales of airline decision-making in Roanoke's favor. We all have to work on the demand side of the equation. Only increased numbers of business and leisure travels will persuade the airline industry to offer more connections at competitive rates. So when you're traveling, for business or for leisure, check flights, compare prices, fly Roanoke first. The opportunities to work together to connect with each other and make our region more exceptional have never been greater. A few weeks ago, we announced with our partners in the city of Roanoke and the city of Salem to purchase 106 acres at the intersection of Interstates 81 and 581. Our three jurisdictions working through the Western Virginia Regional Industrial Facility Authority have agreed to jointly purchase this gateway property. Future development of this site will target high-wage, high-value projects that raise the county's profile while strengthening the overall economy. This is just one project that demonstrates how, by working together at a regional level, we can achieve more than any one of us acting alone. It's all connected. And although our region has enjoyed many successes, there's more that we need to do. When the Board of Supervisors approved the broadband effort in the county last spring, we did so with an eye on the future. That same kind of forward thinking has to be applied to other areas of our community as well. Southwest Virginia has struggled for years to win state and federal funding to meet our transportation needs. Other areas in the Commonwealth do not struggle as we do because they've taken matters into their own hands. Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, the two biggest economic engines of our state, have been granted the ability to raise revenue for transportation projects. These localities can leverage local dollars with additional state funding to make significant improvements to their transportation networks. In Southwest Virginia, we do not have the authority to raise revenue for transportation needs, but we should. The playing field for transportation funding is not level. It's all uphill. And while we have some strong advocates in the General Assembly and on the Commonwealth Transportation Board, there are others who dismiss this idea that we can and should have a greater ability to address our own transportation issues. How can we effectively and fairly compete for state transportation dollars in a system that allows only a select few to raise local revenue for projects? A system that rewards the investment of local funds must also make it possible for local funds to be generated, not for just a few jurisdictions, but for all jurisdictions. Our region must insist that Richmond give us the ability to locally invest in our transportation needs, the same ability granted to other parts of Virginia. Another challenge from the state that has affected local government is the delivery of mental health services. Our current system is a mixture of programs built on the idea that local government and private providers will effectively meet the mental health needs of our communities. The system is fractured, it's underfunded, and favors emergency services over early intervention. Our public safety agencies have been forced to play an ever-increasing role in delivering frontline support for citizens in crisis. By not addressing mental illness as a medical condition deserving of effective treatment, we are left with few options to help individuals and families who suffer. Our law enforcement, our corrections, our legal systems are not the tools we should be using to help individuals in crisis. Yet these are the only tools that we have, as more appropriate treatment options are not available in our community.